want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us is our special guest, Cassandra Anderson, also on our newsmaker line, is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. And we're talking about Agenda 21 issues with regard to the EPA Clean Water Restoration Act. A little later in this half hour, we're going to open up your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're ever away from your favorite radio station and you can't hear us, you can always catch us live on the net, www.republicbroadcasting.org, and click the Listen Live button. So Cassandra, as we went into the break, we were talking about what is it about the EPA and their globalist masters that they want to destroy agriculture in this country? What do you think their motivation is?
Well, you know, Henry Kissinger said it. It's you control the food, you control the people. It's all about control. And then, as we know from Agenda 21, you know, and other sources, you know, with written down in Agenda 21 in the Biodiversity Assessment Report, that they want to depopulate by, you know, around 85%, according to that source. You know, there's other controllers out there that want more, like Ted Turner and other crazy psychopathic people, you know, the people that have some very strange ideas about, you know, how our world should be. And you know, the purpose of that, I think, in my opinion, is that, you know, you can't. It's very difficult to control 7 billion people. A lot easier to control 500 million. So I don't know. And the resources are not the problem. The problem is, you know, keeping a hierarchy in place, yes. And that's all. You know, that's done through government regulations.
So you think this is intentional effort to create famine and servitude to the depopulation agenda that emanates out of the United Nations?
To me, it's clear, yes.
It's a very straightforward answer. And I appreciate that. I know that Annie and I are in wholehearted agreement. You know, Cassandra, it's interesting because Annie and I have been doing this show now for 3 years. And in our first year, we kind of tiptoed on the subject of depopulation. But the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, we're seeing multiple efforts, and we've covered many of them on our show in the last few months, to take away our food supply. And to me, this is, you can say the EPA is stupid, neglectful in one instance, but not when it happens over and over and over. And I'm assuming they're preparing to do the same thing with the control of water, not just cause a food shortage, but also cause water shortages as well.
That's right. As we've discussed before, the hierarchy of Agenda 21 is the three E's, economy, education, and environment. And then, you know, mm-hmm. I hone in on the environment part. And the three main tools that they use are global warming, the Endangered Species Act, and water shortages. And, you know, what do you have in California, which, by the way, I've written a lot about the California issue in the Central Valley with the farmers where they turn off the pumps to the irrigation pumps. And, you know, a lot of farmers have gone out of business. There's a lot of unemployment there. And California supplies or provides 50% of America's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. So, you know, you reduce that. And the problem the last few years has not been water. There's been, I think this year we had 120% over expected rain and snowfall. So we got 120% more water than was expected.
So nothing but a scam. And we come back, I want to talk about your notion that EPA data is based on UN IPCC science, in quotes. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Cassandra on the other side of this break, and we'll open it up for your phone calls as well.
Introducing the new Go Berkey kit, the
first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. Now, the trouble's not on the way. The trouble is here. Our guest is Cassandra Anderson, and she is joining us to talk to us about the EPA, which is becoming a euphemism for something that's not good, and we'll give that some thought. Cassandra, our phone lines are filling up, but I do want to get into the Clean Air Act. But I would like to go to some of these callers, because some of them are calling in long distance, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
And let's go to Dave calling from London. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Cassandra, Annie, and Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, I've come to inform you filthy Americans of that the fact that your American Republic, of course, is an inferior entity, and it is completely and utterly ridiculous to the nth degree, and that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is the true sovereign and head of state of the United States of America.
Well, some people would agree that the real power behind the Republic and who's really running it is indeed the crown. So that theory is certainly out there. What part of America, Dave, do you find most distasteful?
All of it. I mean, look how obese you all are. I mean, 60% of you are technically obese. You have no culture. You can't even spell correctly. The list goes on and on. I mean, you just seem to just continue to wage wars and produce filthy music, television.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you correctly here, Dave, basically the sum and substance of your call is to tell us how bad we are, and you know, we might be getting what's coming to us. If Cassandra is right, and I think there's a good chance that she is, the globalist forces, of which your queen is a part of, does want to do away with 90% of humanity. They want to ruin our drinking water and withhold legitimate crop production, thus causing famines. So you might get our wish. We won't be fat, overweight Americans. We'll be burying a lot of our fellow countrymen, and it sounds like that might make you happy. Thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Warner in Canada.
You know, there's always somebody in the among the callers, you know?
Yes, Warner. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. You've got always pretty current issues. Earlier you were talking about that up there in one of the states, the government wanted to enforce a 500-foot distance for any kind of farming operations from any kind of a body of water.
Yes.
Here in New Brunswick, the provincial government here in Canada, they wanted to pull that through there about a couple months ago, but they had to back off because there was such an outrage among the population. They wanted to designate 18% of all the farmland as wetland. And some of the wetland designations had some kind of a mix-up. Some on some hilltops where there was no wetland, they had designated it on their maps as wetland. But anyway, there was such an outcry and outrage, and they had to back off, they had to shelf it.
Well, they'll come back with it, don't worry.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah.
They keep, you know, they back off for a while until, you know, people are lulled into complacency, and then they, the closet dictators, they push it through underneath the wire, you know.
Well, God bless the Canadian brothers and sisters for standing up to the globalists. So, Cassandra,
well, as I say, this is
maybe we can get some of our people here to do the same thing.
Look, it is amazing when people go on the street and peaceful demonstrate.
Or go directly to your representative, you know, in this case, the governor, you know, organize a group and, you know, whether it's writing or actually physically confronting the governor. And also, this is very important, who controls the water? You know, in California, there's the California, I think it's the Water Board, or California Water District. And within the California Water District, District Resources, there's the California Water Commission. And there's 9 appointees by the governor that make all the regulations. So those would be the people to target. So it's important to find out who to target on this and then, you know, direct your efforts in there.
As I say, like acupuncture, pick all the critical points. But back to your previous caller, you know, I just half an hour before I was listening in the archives about Dan Spingola's show there from Friday afternoon, and I think it would be very worthwhile for the callers to listen to that, about the famine the British Empire had caused there in India, you know.
And Ireland.
Over in Ireland, but in India, too. How many tens of millions of people perished? There you had the first example of globalization, you know.
Yeah, I was not impressed with the first caller. I think that might have been
as I say, you know,
some sort of prank.
He's one of the leftovers of the dinosaurs, and it's high time that we get rid of the dinosaurs.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah, it's time
some of our British friends who have been tremendous allies, you know, some of them still haven't got over Yorktown. But, Warner, thanks so much for your call. And God bless you Canadians for standing up to this and standing up for your rights. Let's go to Roy in Michigan. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Cassandra Anderson. What's on your mind?
It's almost like the Twilight Zone when you take a look at all the things that are going on. I know at the UN conference in Cairo, they said they want to reduce the world population down to 2 billion people worldwide. And we can see that in operation. The problem is that the people just continue to go along no matter how insane the actions of their, what they call their government is doing. And it's really the religious people that are doing all this. It's the religious Republicans and Democrats and Pentecostals and Buddhists they have many gods, and one of them happens to be the government. And we're not going to get a solution out of the government. That's not going to come that way. But anyway, I just thought I'd add that to the mix.
Well, Cassandra, I think he has a good point. I think this does sound like the Twilight Zone. If I would have tuned into this show 10 years ago, I would have said, who are these kooks, and when did they open the gates to the mental asylums?
Right. What I would like to say, though, is that really the only way to change this is through the government, and that's why it's so important for people with liberty ideals and values that they run for office, because hey, I actually have some good news for you if you'd like to hear that. Richard Rothschild, no, not of that family. I met him last weekend, and he's a county commissioner of Carroll County, and they kicked the United Nations ICLEI program, which is the International Council of Local Environmental Issues, which means local governments for sustainability. They kicked it out of their county, and they were the first ones to do so. And since that time, five or six other counties and cities have kicked ICLEI out. So, you see, if you do go into the government, you are able to have power. And I really believe that that's, like, the only way we're going to win.
Cassandra, we glossed over that all too quickly. Let's back up a little bit. Tell us what ICLEI is, how people can spell it, and tell us what this is all about.
Okay, so ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Issues, and it's for local governments, counties, and cities to implement sustainable development, which is, you know, all UN regulations and directives. And Richard Rothschild, and he's not related to the banking family, I asked him, and I have it on video, which I haven't edited yet. And anyway, he just got, he became so incensed over what their county, Carroll County, Maryland, was going to do that he ran for office. And he pointed out in their own documents that they call it the master plan instead of ICLEI. But the master plan, he pointed out, you know, what these things would, you know, how it would affect the average Carroll County citizen, and he got elected. And the other commissioners, you know, they also agreed, and they kicked ICLEI out, and they're no longer a member of ICLEI.
And does ICLEI have a website that our listening audience can go to determine whether or not their county or city or town is a member?
Sure. I even have an article on ICLEI on my website. But, yeah, you can. There's 600 cities and counties across America that are ICLEI participants. They're members. So, yes, and they proudly list them. So, yeah, you can either check out the ICLEI site, or I have a story. If you just put in the search ICLEI on my website, Morph City, you can find it. And there's a link for that.
And that's Morph City. Yeah, morphcity.com. And we put in ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I.
Yeah.
And people can determine whether or not their community is involved. And if they're involved, then people should be going to their, they should be going to their city council meetings, their county commissioner meetings, and pointing out the evils of ICLEI and asking them to get out of it. But
yes.
One of the concerns, go ahead.
And the way that Richard Rothschild told me that the most effective way to do it is you don't march in there talking about the United Nations and depopulation, but you look at the documents that the city or county is following and find the things that are very offensive, and just, you know, then you you confront them on that, and there's no answer to it when, you know, it's something really horrific, you know, rezoning, you know, all kinds of different things, and, you know, that affect the members right there in the city or county, you know, the people that live there. And I'll tell you something, even, you know, 5 or 10
people
going make a big
difference. Break, Cassandra, let's hold it there as a cliffhanger. We'll be back with your calls and Cassandra Anderson after a word from our great sponsors.
Water,
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
At my feet, fire! Feet, fire! Feet, fire! Feet,
fire! Welcome back. Joining us on our Newsmaker line is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about an aspect of Agenda 21, the Clean Water Restoration Act and what it holds for American depopulation. And yes, we've gone a little far afield, but there are so many tentacles to Agenda 21 that's difficult to avoid. Let's go straight out to the phone lines and welcome Paul from New Jersey to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Hello. Now, the people, the elite, who want to murder 85% of the world, they're mostly white. Or white-looking, correct?
Well, let's see. I think that you would have to go back to where this all stems from, which is Malthusian depopulation and the bankers and the controllers, and it's definitely a Western ideology.
If they're going to murder off most of the world, they wouldn't just murder fellow white people, because then they'll have nobody to rule over anymore. So one would assume they would murder the Asians first.
Unfortunately, I'm not privy to their plans. But it's being done constantly and incrementally. I mean, if you look at vaccines, you know, those are made for white people in the West, as well as Africa. And I'm sorry, I'm weak on Asian. The program for them. I know that to me, it all comes back to the banking. And if you look at what's going on with China, the UN is trying to entice them to come into the IMF. And
but
you
so
know,
far, there's been no recorded like mass death yet of any kind of like global genocide that we've seen. The population is growing. I mean, the world just reached 7 billion. So at what point will we say that the people who are doing the prognosis that there's going to be a mass genocide and depopulation, when do we say you guys have to give up and you're wrong? Like in 10 years?
You mean who is wrong?
Yeah. Are you saying, since you say they're working to, you know, like reduce the population to 15% of the current population, let's say in 10 years nothing happened, will you say that you're wrong then?
I would be happy to say I'm wrong, but I'm not. If you look at vaccines, if you look at genetically modified food, if you look at the reduction in farming, if you look at the regulations that they put on everything, nobody would be more pleased than I to be wrong.
I understand the alarm. I'm sympathetic towards it, but I just don't. I think the world's actually pretty good and not so bad, and I don't see a die-off happening. I think.
I would give anything for that to be true, Paul, and Cassandra. But there's slow kill methods, vaccines, the famines that are in the process of being produced, the chemtrail pollution, on and on and on.
Right.
And then there's quick kill methods, which I think World War III, we're preparing to go into Libya with ground troops as I speak, and this could trigger the Third World War. So, you know, time will tell. You know, I sincerely hope that Cassandra, I, and Annie are incorrect on this and that you are correct, and the world is much more benevolent than we give it, let's say, credit for being. But at the end of the day, it's hard to ignore all the evidence. Thanks so much for your call. And let's move along to Tim in Wisconsin.
I'd just like to add something. Let's take a look at India and the genetically modified food and all the farmers committing suicide because they're not self-sufficient anymore, and that the crops are trash. They're dying. They're killing animals. You know, when the animals eat these things, and it's just, you know, it's a subtle way of killing people, but it's happening.
Yeah, Annie's reported on that a couple of times in our news segments with regard to the massive suicides. Annie, how many were there at last count?
8,000. And don't forget what you said a few minutes ago, Dave. You know, 10 years ago, this conversation would have put us in a nut house. But here we are 10 years later, and it's coming true. And so the caller's question of 10 years from now, what if nothing happens? You know, 10 years ago, if it would have said if nothing was going to happen, we would be saying now, yes, it is happening. It is real. And so I'm afraid in the next 10 years, it's going to be triple so. You know, so it is happening. If you look back and keep it in relative order, it's happening.
Well, the other thing, too, I mean, if they do it outright, then, you know, people can see it for themselves. It's quite obvious. And so that's why they go for the subtle form. Plus, there's more people that you can kill in a subtle way. You know, again, I take you back to Russia. You know, they've got a lower lifespan. And, in fact, a lot of them, the population is on the decline because they're not having children. They don't want their kids to live that way. It's just life is too miserable.
I had a Russian foreign exchange student in my Soc 101 and Psych 101 classes this year, same person. She came from a rather well-to-do family, and she echoed that exact sentiment about people knowingly and willingly not having children or limiting themselves to one child. Boy, that makes the UN happy. But, you know, back to Paul from New Jersey and his call. You know, Paul, I wish, I pray to the bottom of my soul that you're right and the world's better than we think. But I would encourage you to keep listening to this show and reading websites like News with Views because there is so much evidence amassing to the contrary. Anyway, we got to scoot. We'll come back after the break and we'll open up with Tim.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Agenda 21 researcher Cassandra Anderson is our special guest, joining Annie and I here on the Common Sense Show. The number to call to be a part of the show is 1-800-313-9443. And with that, let's go out to the phone lines and welcome Tim from Wisconsin. Hi, Tim. You're on the Common Sense Show with Cassandra.
The thing that that I had on my mind to talk about what was talked about in the first part of the show about what's happening in the Gulf, with, you know, how many people are dying from the, you know, cracks and stuff. That's a thing right there that gets me about the most American Christians, including ones at a sleep, church in my area. That's one of the things that I'd like to get them to realize, you know, about what's wrong, you know, with their kind of, you know, approach, you know, to, you know, doing anything, you know, about what the corrupt ones in our government, you know, when it comes to, you know, standing up against what the corrupt ones in our government are doing, they're allowing people to die, you know. And I'm sure enough of those people in the Gulf area, I'm sure that there's enough of them, you know, probably enough of them that are Christians, so they'd be even letting fellow believers,
Tim, let's let Cassandra respond to some of the things you raise. Cassandra, one of the questions I have is when we look at people that do these evil, dastardly things, either by intentional design or by neglect, as the case in the Gulf, how do you think they go home and face their wife and kids and say, gee, honey, I did a good day's work today. I'm proud of myself.
Well, you know, so you're talking about the people that are complicit?
Yes.
That's just something that they're going to have to live with. And I think that, you know, because I talked to G. Edward Griffin about this, and I said, you know, what is it with these people, you know? It's, you know, like we were talking about Congress specifically. And I said, are they getting death threats? Are they, you know, are they threatened? And his response was no, that he thought that they just love the prestige and the, and that there's money, lobbying money, and, you know, and they're important. And if you look at, to bring up a recent news issue, Anthony Weiner, you know, he's like, I'm important. Well, he's never had a real job. And now, you know, what's he going to do now? And so it's just like the glory of it all. They get caught up and wrapped up in that. And it's totally short-sighted, and they're not seeing the big picture of what's really going on.
And they also lack that human trait we call empathy. Okay, thanks for your call. Let's go to Donnie from Tennessee. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Cassandra Anderson.
You said Donnie?
Yes, that's what my screen says. We're moving along to Donnie in Tennessee. Hi, Donnie, are you with us?
Well, this is Tony in Tennessee.
Tony. Okay, Tony,
hi,
I'm
Tony,
sorry.
Hi, Tony in my home state.
Hey.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
You know that the politicians in Washington, you know they don't have to wear underwear anymore. Do you know that?
How do you know that, and how is that relevant?
Well, because they know that the news media will cover their butt.
Okay, all right. Very good. Okay, what's on your mind?
I would
you got
like
a question
to
or
add
comment
something.
For Cassandra?
I'd like to add something really quick about a previous caller asking if it was all white people that were committing genocide and population depopulation. Depopulation doesn't necessarily mean mass killing. It also means, you know, no more or, you know, reduced birth rates. So if we look at China, that's not white people with the one-child policy. That was their own. And it comes down to collectivism. And so, what we're dealing with is the Western ideology and the Westerners trying to take control. But, you know, it's not just them. You know, there's other factions in other places in the world that have power that are doing it too.
Do you have a follow up question or comment?
Pardon? You talking to me?
Yes, I did. Do you have a follow up question or comment?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. I've listened to programs like yours for years, and the only problem is that these people in control eliminate people. And, how do you deal with people like that? Will you answer my question on that, please?
Well, there have been some mysterious deaths through the decades of people trying to expose some of these nefarious agendas. I'm happy to say that most of my debts are paid and my insurance is paid up. But, Cassandra, do you ever look over your shoulder?
Well, it's concerning. I'm certainly not big enough to warrant that, you know. So what we need is just more people to be saying it. And that's why the alternative media is grown so much, because people know they can't get the truth from mainstream media. And that's why shows like yours are so important, Dave.
Well, don't you think that the alternative media is just a vent for the American people to keep them from rebelling?
Well, there's a difference between a rebellion and a revolution. Rebellion isn't going to work. In fact, that's what they want to do, is get people out in the streets. A revolution is planned, where you have a plan and you understand your enemy and you know how to win. And so there's a lot of propaganda in the alternative media, I give you that, and a lot of fear. But there's some people that are honed in on real solutions. And that's what I try to do, is give somebody something, a real action that's going to have an effect.
Tell me something that you just said that has worked in the last 5 years?
Sure. I gave an example earlier about Richard Rothschild in Carroll County, Maryland, who kicked Dick Lee out. You have Susanna Martin, who's the governor of New Mexico. Second day she was in office, she fired the entire environmental board because they tried to railroad her and get cap and trade passed in their state. And I could go on and on and on, but those are just a few examples.
Tony, we're going to have to move along because we've got a full board of calls, but thanks for the good call. Please call again. You know, Cassandra, along the lines of feeling threatened, Annie can tell you, as well as can Annie, my producer that night. I was doing an interview with Jim Mars just about 2 years ago, and right at the end of the interview, 8 shots fired over my house, witnessed by 2 neighbors, and it's a rather interesting chain of events.
Yikes.
And, you know, Annie and I have gone through some email harassment and interference, and certainly that's not life-threatening, but it lets us know that the powers that be truly care. You know, and
they're
to answer
watching.
Tony's question from my point of view, I don't really fear so much in the immediate, but if the red list ever gets acted upon, if there is such a thing, if the FEMA camps are ever put into full use, Annie and I, and probably you, will be some of the first arrested and hauled off.
Well,
and we fear, too, for our children. What kind of world are they going to be living in?
Well, and that's why you have to do it. I don't have any children, but how can you not do it once you understand the truth? You know, and there is a way out. It's, you know, the 10th Amendment. It's going into office. It's targeting the right people and educating them. It's, you know, it can be done. It's, God, it's, you know, it's, it's you know, a Herculean effort, but, you know, it can be done.
I hope you're right. This week, my 10-year-old son came up to me and says, Dad, it's time for me to come back on your show. I had him on when he was in first grade for about 5 minutes to talk about what he thought the purpose of education was, and it was a lead-in to a show on the globalization of the American education system. And I asked him, I said, well, JT, what would you talk about? And he said, I would tell people to do something with the government because the government has too much debt. They're going to make it impossible for people like me to go to college. Now, if he wasn't swimming right now, I'd probably have him in here talking about that. In fact, I'm overlooking my swimming pool, hopefully unaffected by the Clean Water Restoration Act, and he's out there swimming. But, I mean, out of the mouth of babes. I mean, the kids, a lot of the kids get it, and as my listeners will attest to, I say repeatedly, my son and the children like him are the sole reason why I do this show. I don't have time to do this show, but if I truly care about the next generation, I can't afford not to do this show. Let's go to Bill calling in from Idaho. Hi, Bill. You're on the Common Sense Show. What's on your mind?
Well, bless you all.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to all the Patriot fathers.
Father's Day to everybody, yes.
Exactly. All the fathers, the Patriot fathers that went to battlefields and didn't return as well, and in their memory, that the young Patriot voices that would make close observation that Scofield and Evan Jellyfish, that Jen and Jerry laughed about, you know, would be part and parcel recurrently guilty because of their...
Bill, you've got to move away from your phone just a little bit. And then speak into it. Do you have a question or comment for Cassandra?
Is that any better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you. Go ahead.
Is that the evangelical churchianity of what's left of the Republic is culpable of the sins of the fathers all the way over to India with the rice and the denaturization of all the GMO, which automatically portends worldwide famine, not to mention the Brexit. But it's the inability of the empathy of those great grandfathers that would allow this to precipitate to this level.
Yeah, you're breaking up on us, Bill, so I'm sorry. We're going to have to move along. But I did get some of what he said, Cassandra. I don't know how much you could hear, but he was talking and echoing what we had talked about in the last segment with regard to the globalists and the powers that be seem to lack any sense of human empathy.
I would agree.
And one of the things that Annie and I have talked a lot about on the show is I don't think it's a matter of changing these people who are running the show. I think we can bring some pressure to bear locally. But ultimately, I'm of the opinion that if we individually become better people, we will demand the people that are in office be better as well. So the change, as Gandhi said, that we want to see in others has to start with us.
And taking action. Action is also very important.
Couldn't agree with you more. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more quick calls. Let's go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on the Common Sense Show.
Hello. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to ask Cassandra if she is familiar with the Federal Data Quality Act.
I am not.
Okay. I suggest you take a look at that. It might be another tool you can use at both the federal and local level to argue against some of these projects. It was created and gotten into law by Washington lobbyists. The intent was that it be a tool for corporations to delay implementation of federal rules and regulations. Can be a useful tool. Also, you have two items on your webpage about foundations and charitable organizations.
Yeah.
Another way that they influence things through the court system, judges, in addition to the laws that are on the books and passed by the legislatures, also use judicial policy. And those take the forms of bench guides or bench books. It turns out anybody can produce one and send it to a judge. I've run across that being used in the child protection system criminal problems. They actually have bench guides that instruct judges to consider the financial interest of the state vis-a-vis the federal funds in awarding custody, you know, either to the parent or keeping the child in state custody. Also, you guys were talking about conspiracies. For those that do not believe they can exist, I can give personal testimony, in particular the effort to control the education system. I was offered at one point a seat on that enterprise and declined, but it was an interesting dude who was organizing it. He had an IQ of 220.
220?
Yes.
I've heard of 200 plus, which was Einstein's measured IQ, but I've never heard of 220. Okay, Roger, I'm going to have to look more into the Federal Data Quality Act. We've got a couple other callers we need to squeeze in. But I want to thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And let's move along to Rodney from South Carolina. You got to be brief. We're up against the break.
Oh, I can be brief. This is easy.
Okay, good.
Genocide. What do you think we've been doing in the Middle East for the last 10 years? Number two, you don't believe that they're going to kill us off? Go Google the Georgia Guidestones. Overton, South Carolina, I was there yesterday showing people about it. It's the highest point in Overton. It says to reduce the population to 500 million. And it says the rest of the stuff that you can read when you Google it. Thank you very much.
I like that caller.
That was
a great call.
Yes.
That was like a great telegram. You know, was it about 30 words or less? That was tremendous. Rodney, are you still with us? Okay, I think he's gone. Let's try to squeeze in one more quick one. Rodney from South Carolina. We got about a minute before the break. Okay, Rodney's got okay. Eric from Georgia? Okay. Do we have Eric from Georgia?
Do we not become complicit with the evildoers if we neglect to expose the evil? Are we not giving our assent to it?
So you're saying that if we expose,
if we do not expose the evil, are we not complicit to the evil?
That's a great question.
Right.
We're going to hold that over to the break.
Right.
Annie, we got to step aside here because we're up against the break. But great cliffhanger here. Are we not? Let's go talk about the Nuremberg trials when we come back. From the break, we'll be with Cassandra Anderson putting a wrap on this most interesting.
At the molecular level, to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals, the surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome to the final segment of the Common Sense Show on this Father's Day of 2011. Our special guest this evening has been Cassandra Anderson, who's become a favorite among our callers. Cassandra, I have to apologize to you. I really wanted to get to the Clean Air Act, but we just generated so many good calls, London's not included, that
it's going to be in the news again soon because there's a The Supreme Court only has two more weeks in session, and they're going to make a ruling on whether states can sue over global warming. So if you'd like to revisit that, I am going to write an article.
Well, we're definitely going to revisit it, but I also want to pick up on the Clean Air Act. I've learned my lesson that when I have you on, I probably should have you on for the entire show. And then secondly, we should not try to cover probably more than one topic at a time, because you can see things get away from us very quickly. But I walk a real balancing act on this show. I want to bring the best in guests and the best in information to our listening audience. But I also want to allow our listening audience time to express themselves and learn and grow from each other. So Annie and I are always talking about how many open line shows do we do versus percentage of guests on the show. But Cassandra, you certainly did spark some controversy tonight, as did our first guest, Kendra Arneson. And I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to book a return date for a little bit later in the summer, if you're up to it and willing.
That would be wonderful.
Well, as always, Cassandra, you've been a delight, although your information does sometimes keep me up at night. But what you don't know can't hurt you. And I appreciate you so much for joining us all here on the Common Sense Show.
Thank you, Dave, so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Good night, Cassandra.
Good night.
And Cassandra's website address is morphcity.com. That's M-O-R-P-H, morphcity.com. And she has certainly evolved into one of the more gifted writers and researchers in our present times. And Annie, let's talk about our guest for next week.
Oh, John Rappaport. Yeah. What's he going to tell us? What's he going to talk about?
Well, he's going to talk about a lot of things, and he's going to talk a lot about our descent into tyranny, and from a little different perspective than what Cassandra approached the subject on tonight. He's going to be talking basically about mind control, media manipulation. We're going to kind of be all over the map with John, and John, you know, has his own radio show, his growing audience. He's a gifted writer and researcher in his own right, and let's just say this, the listening audience is not going to be disappointed. Now, we're going to do a news segment in the first half hour, and John is going to be on from 9:30 to 10:30 Central. And then in the last half hour, we've got a little bit of a surprise for you. And, Annie, let's step ahead for a second and talk about our show on July the 3rd. The 4th of July weekend, we are planning a show that we have kind of danced around the topic from time to time. But why don't you tell everyone what that show is going to entail?
Well, we're going to be talking about expats, expatriates, why they left the United States, where they went, why they think that country is, why they chose that country. It's counterproductive in a sense, but for survival, for peace of mind, this is something that they have done, and we want to find out what it's like, what procedures you go through.
Annie, we're up against the music, and we're going to have to close it down here. God bless Kendra Arneson and the people in the Gulf. We pray for you every day. Thanks so much to Cassandra. We'll be back next week with John Rappaport. And thanks to you, Annie, and all the great people at RBN and out there in the listening audience. Have a great week. God bless.
The next